travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, September is a sweet spot for travel, prices falling, crowds thinning out and kids back in school. Paul O'Connelly, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is with me. Paul.
Hi, Pat, are you well?
I'm great, but the whole business of going in September,
if you can. Yeah, I've got this faraway fields are greener thing about it because I do have kids in school, which makes September tricky for us to get away in. So, but the logic you laid out there is perfect. Also, the weather is still relatively warm. The airline's summer schedules run right the way through towards the end of October. So although you do see more people going in shoulder season because they're looking for a slightly cooler weather, it is a time when you have all the ingredients for a nice break and the prices are starting to gently come down.
So now, we've had the Olympics in Paris and then the Paralympics, which finish on the 8th of September. Yeah. So after that, Paris is your oyster.
I was reminded looking at the Olympics, I haven't been to Paris in yonks, and what a city it is. It's absolutely extraordinary. And you're right, in September, the prices are going to start coming down. I looked at a few package holiday deals, for instance, three-night weekend breaks towards the end of the month from about 450 per person, four-star. The operators like Cassidy, like Click and Go, will combine the scheduled flights with the hotels. And there's lots going on other than the Olympics. You know, we have open house here in Ireland. Well, there's a thing in France called European Heritage Days on September 21st and 22nd when you can access buildings like the Eiffel Tower or Sacré-Cœur. The metro opens its control rooms or some of its ghost stations and so on for tours. So it's such a big city, so much going on, always something going on in the galleries. Paris Design Week
and the weather, as you say, probably very benign. But if you want kind of a sun holiday, go to the Greek islands.
This is my, I feel like my, I don't know how to say it, if I could choose one more holiday to do, I think I would go to Greece in September for the exact reasons we described. The sea in the Med there is going to be tipping over nicely at about 24 degrees. Wow. The crowds are starting to go away. The ferries are still running to full schedule, so you can still bash about. Now, it's only in sort of the first week, second week of August that they start going down the gears. So it's a lovely time to go. You have to bear in mind that islands like Santorini and Mykonos are jammers, and they will be jammers in September, and the cruise ships are just coming and the EasyJet flights and all the rest of it. But if you shop around, I saw, for instance, coming into this morning, TUI has some late deals to Corfu, three-star week from €430, including flights, and Rhodes from €472. Now, they'll go all the way up to all-inclusive five stars for well over €1,000 or €2,000.
Now, the natives have been revolting in Barcelona about the tourists arriving in droves.
Yeah.
But there might be an opportunity to visit there September 20th to the 24th. Why?
La Mirth, if I'm pronouncing that right, is one of Europe's most iconic festivals, where you'll know about the sort of gravity-defying human pyramids that they build in the squares and the papier-mâché giant puppets. There's a lot more to it. There's loads of sub-festivals, like a street art festival happening at the same time, BAM, which is the famous musical festival. So it's an example of something that's going to be busy. But funnily enough, I looked at Ryanair flights this morning, and they're from around 60 each way on those dates, the 20th to the 24th. It's a Thursday through to a Sunday or Monday. So, yes, you must be conscious about over-tourism in cities like Barcelona, Dubrovnik, Venice, and we've spoken about this before, but September is winding down and that is a brilliant cultural festival.
Now, you pay through the nose for Lake Garda in high season.
You can, yeah.
But in September?
Listen to this. If you go in at the bottom end of the prices, sort of looking at two-star, or looking at mobile home, there's a campsite there called Camping Cisano and San Vito. Sunway has flights and seven nights on September 23rd from €264 per person. You'd be lucky to get like a family meal out with a bottle of wine sometimes, I think, at home for that. Anyway, and then the top flight also has lates. If you go into the tour operator websites, check their late offers if you have the flexibility to travel. It has a Bella Italia, a self-catering bungalow there. It's four-star, very popular holiday park from €560 for seven nights with flights and transfers.
Now, sometimes the airlines have sales. What's happening?
Yeah, they do. And Aer Lingus, more summer sales than I can remember, partly due to the industrial action, which walloped bookings for late summer and going into the autumn. So there is still availability there, depending on the routes. And it's not just Aer Lingus. Ryanair has at the moment, for instance, a Change the Scenery special for September, and I looked through its flights. It's got from 15 each way on several dates. Now, you have to add the bags and the priority boarding and all that. Amsterdam, Toulouse, Paris, Frankfurt, all in September. I could see doable breaks for 3 or 4 nights going out and back on that fare, with the proviso that once you finish the booking, you're going to be paying more than that. And Aer Lingus also running flash sales. But of note, we're pushing a little past September now, but it's got 3 new routes coming in late October to Malta, direct flights from Dublin to Marrakesh, and to Seville. And October, November in Seville is the time to visit. It's peachy.
Would you take a cruise in September?
So September is, I would say, a good time to book, research a cruise. And if you want to try it, you'll often find in October, November, as the season in the Med starts to wind down and around the Canaries, shorter cruises for 3, 4, 5 nights that they call tasters or try it. And they can be really well priced for under €500 a person. Royal Caribbean has a sale at the moment for €100 off. There is in Galway Salt Hill Hotel on September the 15th, JWT Cruises has a cruise show running. So that's like the Holiday World, much smaller in scale, or the, you know, Tour America's Red Cow Inn events, where you go in and you can speak to experts from the various cruise companies. You can ask how it all works, what's the difference between an ocean and a river cruise, and they will have special offers as well. So if you're kind of wondering what it's all about and you're based in Galway, that might be an option.
Paul O'Connell, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much.